back-breaking and badly paid. Collecting scrap metal is a means to survive for migrants in Barcelona. A cartload can weigh hundreds of kilograms, which can be sold to recycling firms for about $35, or $50 if the seller is lucky. Supporters say the migrants are doing a valuable job. Critics argue they are part of a black market, increasingly run by criminal gangs who exploit them. So authorities are stepping in to clean up the business. Alencop is a city-run cooperative that offers some protection for the collectors. They offer Barcelona residents timetabled collections and special appointments, collection by van or bike, and job security and a guaranteed price for the migrants.
Alencop has done many things for me, because I entered Alencop without papel, without anything, but now I have my documents.
Eric Cutter was unprepared for how tough life would be.
What is different is I knew that if I enter here, things will be difficult as I get in here. Because I think Europe is very rich, as I hear before. And then, but when I enter here, things are not as I was thinking.
Other migrants in the city have carved out their own commercial niche, selling mainly counterfeit goods on the streets. They are known as manteros because they sell their goods on blankets or mantas. If the police come, everything is wrapped in the blanket for a quick getaway. Fermín Vilar and other local store owners say they are losing business.
In estos momentos,
there are those who have become so accustomed to the profits from selling illegal goods that it does not compensate them to enter the legalized and regulated world.
Vilar fears there will be a political backlash.
To be a host country, we have to manage immigration quickly. If not, society will reject it, as we are seeing lately in the regional Andalusia elections. And that is a danger because nobody wins.
The sharp rise in the number of migrants arriving in Spain is increasing pressure on the government to stem the flow of new arrivals and to better integrate the migrants already here. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Barcelona, Spain.